And joining us now here on the American Ag Network, always great to have a conversation with Jenna Beertness, North Dakota Soybean Council Director of Market Development. Jenna, thanks so much for joining us today. Hope you're doing well.
Thanks, Jesse. I am doing great. Weather's great. Great day.
Well, let's talk about soybeans and how they are grown across the state of North Dakota. And I just want to start first. I know, you know, we've seen soybean expansion across the state when it comes to yield and acreage, et cetera, et cetera. So get us up to speed on some of the latest data that we're seeing, Jenna.
Sure. The USDA, just within the last 2 weeks here, released county-level data for the U.S. And so that is something that in our office we keep an eye on because we like to see that expansion of soybeans, especially into the western part of the state. And something else that we track, something not everybody knows, is that North Dakota typically has the top counties in the entire U.S. in terms of soybean acreage. And this year, we had numbers 1, 2, and 3 in terms of U.S. ranking of counties for soybean acreage, number 1 being Cass County, number 2 being Stetson County, and number 3 Barnes County. And actually, Richland County was also in the top 10 at number 7. And so North Dakota, we, you know, every year when this data comes out, it just reaffirms that North Dakota is a major player when it comes to U.S. soybeans. We also, for the fourth year in a row with this recent data, have soybeans as the highest crop value crop in North Dakota. And that can kind of bounce back and forth between corn, wheat, and soy. But for the last 4 years, it's been soy, which is kind of amazing if you look at soy's rise to that. You know, these other crops have been around a bit longer, especially wheat. And, you know, you look at 1980, we've increased soybean production over 60 times in North Dakota in terms of total bushels. And so just to see the quick rise in soybeans in North Dakota, it's just something we look forward to every year to see those data, just to reaffirm that.
Well, and I know too, you look at all that data and the crop value, but also the quality of soybeans that are grown in the state of North Dakota. That's another big highlight as well, Jenna.
Absolutely. So every year we release the North Dakota Soybean Quality Report. It's not something a lot of states do. This is kind of North Dakota specific. It actually started as a food grade report decades ago, food grade soybeans. It's now solely whole commodity soybeans. And so every year we release this, working with the Northern Crops Institute. We get samples from all over the state and assess soybean quality. We're looking at protein, fatty acid profile, soluble sugars, oil percentage. But really what we highlight in that report is the essential amino acids. And those essential amino acids are those that, if you remember back to your high school biology class, amino acids are the building blocks of protein. So it's a more specific measure of crude protein. And those essential amino acids are the amino acids that the animal that is consuming the soybean meal cannot make itself. So that's a big deal to nutritionists because they need to make sure that that animal gets those requirements solely from their feed source. So if we can prove that North Dakota has a higher concentration of these essential amino acids these nutritionists are looking for, that's a big deal. And so we really highlight that in the report because the tendency is that northern grown soybeans, even within the U.S. as opposed to southern grown, tend to have a higher percentage of those essential amino acids. And even on a much larger scale, U.S. soybeans more so than Brazilian soybeans have that higher essential amino acids. And so we highlight that, we get that report. Every year we distribute it to the soybean supply chain, everyone from BNSF Railroad to the United States Soybean Export Council office in the Philippines. We want it to get into everybody's hands. It's something they've come to expect. And so we have that available on our website, ndsoybean.org. It's something we've done and will continue to do for many years.
Well, you led me right to what my last question was going to be. I'm sure, of course, if folks have questions, want to see that report, or just want to stay up to date on things, again, like you said, the website ndsoybean.org, you guys have a ton of information available there, don't you, Jenna?
We do. This data is just a very small snapshot of everything that we track and update on our website. We try to give the full picture of North Dakota soybeans there. So ndsoybean.org, we have a production and export tab where you can find everything that I just talked about.
With that, Jenna Beertness, North Dakota Soybean Council Director of Market Development. Jenna, thanks so much for joining us here this month on the American Ag Network, and we'll look forward to talking again soon.
Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate it.